Welcome to WST, your West Coast source for sports and NBA playoff coverage. I'm your host, Kyle. Sitting to my left is Big Ben, and today we're talking about the NBA Finals.
Whoa, we aren't there yet. I mean, my birthday's in mid-June, and the finals don't really heat up right until about that time. So we're getting there. We're almost there.
I mean, come on. These next week and a half, it's a formality. We both know it's going to be Warriors. Celtics?
No. Listen, I have a theory. LeBron likes to be the hero. And he's constantly compared to Jordan. When did Jordan ever come back from 03, down 03?
Never. I don't think Jordan came back from 02.
Exactly. That's my point. So I think LeBron's taking this as, I'm going to slow play this. I know I'm always holding a pair of aces. Let me slow play this during
the playoffs. I'm just going to lose by 30 in game one?
Game one, game two, game three. Let him take
it. Oh, he's going down 0-3.
He's going down 0-3. And then they'll create like an ESPN, you know, short on it, or maybe an ESPN E60 on it. It will be documented. We'll go down with his lore. It will be his one up on the
Can
on
we
Jordan.
Cut this Cavs talk out? We don't talk about East Coast
right.
here.
LeBron's like, to me, what Giancarlo or Mike Stanton is to you. You love mentioning him.
Yes. Well, let's move to the West Coast. Okay. The best West Coast.
Of course.
Remember when? Month and a half ago, our first episode, we were talking about the NBA playoff race, the race to see who was going to be in the playoffs and if Houston could take down Golden State.
And we're here.
Episode 11.
Episode 11.
We made it.
And we're here. We're in Seattle. We're recording my hometown, obviously. Let's look a little deeper in the Western Conference race. Do we need to drill into that, or do we need to talk about how they got there?
I think we need to get into what the listeners want to hear.
What's that?
Remember last round, Draymond texted KD at 4 a.m.
What was the text about?
He was watching film. He saw something on tape. He didn't like what he was seeing, and he had to reach out to KD.
Who were they playing? New Orleans?
New Orleans.
So the text probably went, what, something like this. Hey, KD, we need a triple team Anthony Davis. Problem solved.
Hey, box out the big guy in the middle.
Yeah, he's got 20 offensive rebounds. Don't run down the floor and look for a breakaway dunk. I think that was it, right?
P.S., let Rondo shoot.
Oh, so do you, I mean, if I got a 4 a.m. text, I would think.
Can I text you at 4 a.m.?
No, you may not.
Do we have the Draymond KD chemistry?
No, I'm not up at 4 a.m. looking through our podcast trying to make corrections. But here's what is acceptable. If it's a business venture, say I was just over in Scotland and it's like 8 hours ahead. So if you're over in Europe and you're pitching a, you know, WST podcast business case, and you text me at 4 a.m. because we need to decide if we're going to go down that venture. That's acceptable.
I land a new sponsorship?
Yeah, and that will probably never happen, so I'll never get a 4 text. But that's the only time that would be acceptable.
What if we are in the States and we just get our 5th follower on Instagram?
If we hit double digits, maybe.
Double digits? If we hit 10 followers, we're going nuts.
Do we put a little post? Thanks for all the 10 followers, like a little Instagram post.
I think we should, and then we promote it, pay for the ad, so it shows up everywhere.
So we get 11 followers, sympathy followers.
Speaking of game tape, did you see Kobe's got a new app?
I didn't.
It's called Details.
Tell me more. Give me more details on Details.
Details. It's an app. It's a paying app, of course.
Okay.
Gotta monetize everything nowadays.
Yep.
But Kobe breaks down game film of the NBA playoffs, and he highlights specific players and what they did, what he would do, and what he sees in certain game-like situations.
So is this like a choose-your-own-destiny type thing? Like, I imagine all of his stuff was, what would I have done? Shot. Like, he's never going to – I would have passed the ball there. No, I would have put up a friggin' fadeaway three. No look. I mean, there's only one answer to what Kobe would do in any scenario. Jab, step, shoot. Back him down, fadeaway, shoot. Pass it to Gasol? No. Pass it to anyone else on the team? No. I mean, wait, how detailed could this be?
I did see parts of it, and he actually does break down what different people are doing and what he's reading on the court. Granted, he is still shooting, but he does break down what went wrong in the rotation, the switches, where people are moving, where people aren't moving, and where you should attack. So what I did see, Kobe's got a great mind for the game. And you know what? Maybe we should send him some of our game film.
You win a Grammy, all of a sudden you can do whatever you want. I feel like, I mean, he's a well-rounded individual.
I mean, are you still playing at the Y? You could send him like your post moves.
Can you give me your opinion on this pick and roll? Is it a good pick and pop? Like, should I be defending maybe more towards the right?
He's like, why step? Is it so fuzzy? Well, I was wearing a headband with a GoPro.
All right, back to the NBA. I think we talked a little about Celtics are still in it, obviously.
Yeah. What about Brad Stevens? No votes for Coach of the Year.
Who did get votes? If he doesn't get votes, who does?
Dwayne Casey.
They came out and didn't the players say, like, Brad Stevens can just draw up plays and you or I could go out and execute him and win the game? I think that was the net. I mean, Markieff Morris had, like, a game winner at one point.
He's got a great basketball mind.
And then Casey gets
Dwayne
fired.
Dwayne Casey, Toronto.
I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect?
There we go, East Coast. Let's not do it. But right, you know who we can talk about on the East Coast? He's got ties back to you.
What's that?
In one way or another.
Yeah, a little round.
Scary Terry.
I love Scary Terry. The idea is Scary Terry. Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe.
You like that?
Go Came Cougs.
In. Go Cougs.
Bring it back to the Pac-12.
The Palouse. Drew was phenomenal. He was the, I would say he and Ryan Leaf in terms of what they did there.
Okay. I hope the comparison.
Listen to where I'm going with this.
Stops right there.
It does. So Afterlife, Drew was, you know, he was the tried and true quarterback, great leader.
Yeah.
You know, understood his time was, it was time for him to go, gave the keys to the car to Tom Brady, let him lead and kind of was the mentor in the background.
Handled it with class.
He did. He's a classy individual. So he's engaged with Scary Terry. They're like buddies now.
Do you see on Instagram he's wearing Scary Terry shirts and posting?
He's epic.
It's dude, amazing.
I love Drew Bledsoe. Drew, if you're out there and listen, you're the man.
So have you seen the Little Dicky, Chris Brown, Freaky Friday?
I haven't.
Let's stick on Scary Terry.
I haven't seen the video.
You've heard the song.
I've heard the song.
They switch bodies. And they wake freaky, up. Yeah. It's Freaky
it's
Friday.
It's Freaky Friday. Yeah, got
so
it.
So one of my buddies texts me. He doesn't listen, so I can steal his idea. And says it's almost like Scary Terry woke up in Kyrie's body. Like, he is playing so well.
He's
leading the Celtics.
You watch him, and he's got kind of this. He's got a swagger. Yeah. I feel like in the playoffs, you find a guy that just gets hot. That you expect the stars to show up, right? But you see that X factor. Like I talked about in one episode, Capella being the X factor, right? When he shows up, the Rockets end up winning. Scary Terry shows up, which he has of late. Yeah. Celtics are going to win.
What people don't know is he was playing well when Kyrie was there. His minutes were just limited.
Right.
It was a small sample size. And now he's playing like 30-plus minutes a game, close to 40 minutes a game, and he's putting up the same numbers just on an extended
different
scale.
Volume. Yeah. Like on a per minute basis, he's showing up as much as Kyrie would potentially.
Yeah, he's playing well.
I mean, they're a solid team, the Celtics, but let's get back to the West Coast race.
Okay.
So we adopted Houston.
Only the Astros.
Let's play a little.
Harden never followed us on Instagram. We gave him the MVP vote.
Did you see the, some guy was filming him and told him he's still the biggest flopper in the NBA and just slapped his phone out of his hands.
Harden did that?
Yes. It was epic.
Is that the first time he's ever played defense? You know what that sound is? Ben, can you tell our listeners what they missed while they were sleeping?
While you were snoozing, I took the liberty of breaking down the top 5 point guards in this season's NBA playoffs. So think of it this way. The NBA playoffs are like a micro season within the entire season.
The best part of the season.
Exactly. So who showed up on the season's biggest stage, right? So who really took the game to a next level.
Which star shined the brightest.
Exactly. And it starts with the point guards, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen an NBA team win a championship without a really solid point guard. And I make that statement without really having any recollection of history and or going back. But this NBA playoffs, we saw 5
I
really...
just thought through the last couple winners, and you were right.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We'll just put LeBron at point forward they win this year.
You fact check me. I like that. So number 5 on my list, give me a drum roll. Rajon Rondo.
Ooh.
You like that?
He's playing well.
He did. I mean, he's come back. He's found himself in that old Celtics form. And by the way, my mom, this was my mom's pick. My mom loves Rondo.
Did she text you and say, make sure Rondo's top
yes,
five?
Yes, she did. She did. And she, one of those little emojis. But my mom, Rondo's jersey is the only jersey my mother owns. And she
is it a Kings jersey?
No. It was actually a Celtics jersey. So I went.
Was that Rondo calling you?
He heard me. Yes. No, my mom loves Rondo. I mean, he's come back to like the free flow Kentucky days of old. I mean, I wonder how many of his assists, I think he averaged like 10 a game throughout the playoffs. How many went to Anthony Davis?
Like 99%.
I mean, it, you just throw it up, throw it to the brow, and that's he's done. I mean,
he got him out of the first round.
Exactly.
They beat Portland. He played really well against CJ and Dame.
Yeah.
And he played well in the Warriors series too.
Okay, here's number four, Donovan Mitchell.
Ooh. Is he a point guard or is he a shooting guard?
I think he did everything. Like, if you look at kind of what Hayward was for the Jazz a year back, and just a point forward kind of guy, he's more of a point shooting guard, if you would.
Yeah.
Kind of in the mold of Steph a little bit.
I would say he's more like a Westbrook, and he's just attack, attack, attack.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. You need the ball in his hands. I mean, who's the other pseudo point guard for the
Rubio?
For the Jazz? Yeah, Rubio.
But you know why I like this pick? Because Rubio did get hurt, and Mitchell had to pick up
there
and play point guard, and he played
okay,
well.
So he benefited that. Boom, I like that.
Can I text you at 4 a.m.?
No, you may not. Number three is CP3.
Ooh.
Houston, there was...
Now, is that Chris Paul or Cliff Paul from State Farm?
He's getting older. You might have to look into State Farm. Those State Farm commercials are pretty bad with him, though.
They started off great, but...
They did. They've tanked. State Farm, pick it up. Yeah. But CP3 on the court has played phenomenally.
Yes.
I think Harden went down in game 5 of round 2, and he stepped up with like 41. It was almost like the Jazz were kind of just shading. He's knocking down mid-range jumpers, threes. There's one point where he banked in a three. You know, when you're, that's like a heat check, right?
Bank is always open.
You know the term heat check. Right? Where you just give me the ball. The ball's going in at all times. So that was one of those cases. I think a guy actually had his face, like the palm of his hand in his face, and he still made the bank three. CP3's playing well, stepping up when Harden's not there. Number two.
Who you got number two?
Steph.
Steph Curry's two?
Steph Curry is two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Switched it up on you.
You did.
I did. And here's why.
I might have to unplug your mic.
I think Steph's been passive a little bit.
I think Durant
stepped up. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't been at full speed. You can't give a guy that's been halfway in the game, kind of hurt. He can't be your number one. But I will say this. He's a guy that steps up.
End of the playoffs, he could be number one.
Exactly. He could get there. But my number one.
Who was it going to be?
Scary Terry.
Ooh.
Although he's an East Coast guy, again, the tie back to him on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, he's without... Like, I like your analogy, the Freaky Friday. I mean, Kyrie stepping in for Kyrie and just, you know, the points taking over the game.
I know. He's playing for a contract.
He is.
He's going to get that contract.
He's going to be rich, Scary Terry.
Yes, he is.
I like that.
We should invite him on the show.
You think Scary Terry would come on?
If he's West Coast, I think he'd
come
on.
Let's just buy 400 of his shirts, and then he'll wonder why people are buying so many shirts, and then he'll reach out to us and potentially bring him on.
I like that idea.
Okay. So that's my top five. Any discrepancies that you see amongst the top five?
I would flip Scary and Steph.
Okay.
But I like your top five. You got a great analysis. You broke it down. It makes sense.
Thank you, sir. I think that's the first good feedback you've ever given me.
And that's probably the last feedback I'll ever give you.
On to our next segment, WSD. All right. It's that time. The third segment, final segment here at WSD Podcast. Everyone's favorite segment. Hashtag bold predictions.
Make sure you hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. Hashtag WST bold predictions.
What are we making our bold predictions today on, Kyle?
It's around the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Who's winning? How many games? Finals MVP.
1, 2, 3, just like that.
And we have a little bonus question at the end.
Bonus. Do you get double the prediction points if you hit your bonus?
You get 5 times because you've been off on every bold prediction.
I need to play catch up?
You need to play catch up.
All right, great. All right, here's my prediction on the NBA Finals. I got Rockets over Cavs.
Ooh, all right.
I'm sticking with my
That's
LeBron
bold
hero
in itself.
Thing. Beard on
Cleveland,
beard.
Cleveland coming back down from 0-2.
So it's a really bold prediction. Yeah. Bolder prediction. I got Harden win the MVP.
All right.
And if we get back to how many games, it's going to go seven. Okay. I think it's going to go seven, and it'll go down in Houston. It's been like
H-Town.
H-Town down. There will be, I mean, the Astros won it.
Okay.
This past year. So Houston's going to have two titles. They're going to become Title Town 2.0. What are your bold predictions?
I'm going Warriors win. Okay. In five.
Standard.
Over the Celtics.
Oh, man.
Chef really, Curry, Steph Curry, really finals MVP.
Really bold on your part.
We've got the four best teams in the NBA and arguably the top four players in the NBA playing. One of the teams is going to win, and that team that wins is going to be an MVP. This is a mild prediction segment. Really,
well, we got to get one of our bold predictions, right?
So I mean, lukewarm predictions.
Tepid. Tepid predictions.
Tepid. Hashtag tepid predictions.
All right. Bonus question. What's the bonus question?
Where is LeBron going to sign after this year when he's a free agent?
L.A.
There's two teams in L.A.
Lakers. He's going to join Kuzma and Ball, and he'll have his own star on the Walk of Fame. Do any athletes have the star on the Walk of Fame?
I don't know the answer to that question.
LeBron will be the first.
Kobe doesn't have one?
If Kobe does, he'll put his on top of Kobe's. He'll cement himself as LA's next. Bring him back to the promised land. Bring him back to the days. He'll be like the Magic Johnson, if you would.
LeBron does have a house out in LA.
I mean, it seems right. How do you think LA recruits him?
Well, they've been putting billboards up already.
Do they put a LeBron land in Disneyland for him? Is that how they recruit him?
They could do that.
I mean, they have enough money.
Offer him two Kias?
Makes sense. Where's LeBron going?
So in sticking to this theme where my predictions are more tepid and bold,
right.
I'm going to say he stays in Cleveland.
Why? Why would you want to end your career in Cleveland?
He's from there.
Okay.
He can't break their hearts twice.
Yeah, he can. Cleveland's constantly having their hearts broken.
I think he's using the contract as leverage for them to make changes, but he's going to end
They've already made changes.
They need to make some more.
Your prediction's horrible. It makes no sense.
It's accurate.
You think it's accurate?
We'll revisit this in the fall.
So he stays in Cleveland?
Stays in Cleveland. That's bold.
I'd never even been to Cleveland. I wouldn't want to stay in Cleveland.
Wow.
I mean, L.A. would be the spot to be.
The land.
Oh, gosh. And you're from L.A. Why wouldn't you want LeBron in L.A.?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Well, you live in L.A. Why wouldn't you want LeBron there?
It's not that I don't want him there. I just don't see him going there.
You and LeBron could play twos together.
We probably could.
He'd probably still lose. All right. That wraps up Bold Predictions. Make sure to follow us, WST _ podcast on iTunes.
And we're on Stitcher.
What is Stitcher? Explain to me Stitcher.
A Stitcher is a mobile app where you can listen and download podcasts. And you know what? If a new user downloads Stitcher, we actually get paid on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That needs to be at the front, middle of all of our podcasts.
Stitcher, 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 Stitcher. Google Play.
Google Play for you green texters out there. I mean, we're getting some good reviews.
Yeah, give us more feedback. There.
And then obviously Instagram, follow us, Twitter. You got our Twitter handle going. So a lot of good things going on here. Thank you for listening through episode 11. We'll be back with episode 12.
MLB quarter season update.
Ooh, I like it. The M's are rolling. Let's go. WSD Podcast.